You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This feature is brought to you by Nedbank Agribusiness. Partner with a bank that sees the bigger picture. See money differently. Nedbank.
You may or may not have noticed, but face-to-face conferencing is back and with a bang after almost 2 years of having to do things virtually because of the pandemic. Personally, I think that there's still a lot of value in attending certain functions in person and networking in physical meeting rooms as opposed to virtual ones. That's just me. But there's a big conference happening in the agricultural sector, and here to tell us more about the NAMPO Harvest Day, I am joined by John Hudson, the National Head of Agriculture at Nedbank. John, thanks so much for your time. After almost 2 years of not having the NAMPO Harvest in person, I understand, like a whole host of other conferences we have seen taking place recently, that it is back in person. Please just let us know a bit more about what NAMPO means to the agricultural sector.
Hi, Fifi, and good evening. Certainly, I think it was with great fanfare that that NAMPO is back after 2 years, as you've just said. And certainly, NAMPO is very hard to do virtual. I think in the first year of the COVID breakout, they did go to a virtual NAMPO, and it just wasn't the same. You know, they really did their best. I think agriculture is the type of sector where the feel and the love of the land comes through. So when you take that away, it's quite hard to do it virtually. And certainly in person is just so exciting. And for me personally, I've missed the last 2 years of not having NAMPO in person. And I think NAMPO is one of those shows which not only showcases the latest tech. You know, you can definitely see the latest John Deere and you know, the latest technology that's available in the sector, and that's fantastic. But I think more than that, it brings together people that are looking to share ideas and to start to tackle some of the challenges, you know. And so I think the networking part of NAMPO and that feel of being back in, I mean, NAMPO is a massive area. It's 40 hectares. So this is not your normal small stand, you know, in terms of expo. So it really is fantastic to be back. And it means so much to the sector. I can't tell you how a lot of people have said to me, I'm really excited to be back at NAMPO. And for that reason, I think it's fantastic. It's good for the sector, you know, on the back of some good years, but there's some big challenges as well. But it's great. And then there's lots of other things happening at NAMPO as well, of course.
Mm. John, excuse my Soto pronunciation of NAMPO. It's
no,
NAMPO.
Yours is probably correct, I must be honest. I'm the sort of the
don't be modest. Don't be modest. It's okay. You have been in the space for over 20 years. I think yours is the right way. So NAMPO. So you were talking about the challenges, and what would you say that the main challenges facing the agricultural sector are presently, and how will a conference like this help the sector take steps towards tackling them?
Yeah, so I think you know, as I said, first and foremost, it's just a wonderful platform for people to meet, to exchange ideas. And quite honestly, some of us haven't seen our colleagues, let alone our clients, for the past 2 years. So that's fantastic. But in terms of challenges, you know, I think the pandemic did us a favor in terms of agriculture. It really elevated what agriculture is about, food security, food supply chains, how fragile they can be, etc. But so much more than that happens at NAMPO itself. And, you know, on the back of 2 good years, I think there was a great excitement leading and a sense of really good stuff happening in the sector leading into 2022. But it has become so much more tricky. And I know this has been covered a lot by not only the pandemic and what happened in terms of world supply chains, et cetera, the difficulties we are facing with input costs and so on. But the Russia-Ukraine crisis really just pushed it to a new level. And we're seeing a lot of uncertainty. You know, I had one farmer that came into our stand at NAMPO today, and he said, John, you won't believe it, I'm backing to get coal. He You know, and coal's the last thing I thought of. It's normally fertilizer, and it's normally where do I sell my fruit because, you know, we can't sell it to Russia and that. And not suddenly coal, because a lot of guys still use coal. They are changing over to renewable energy, but they use coal to fire, you know, some of their greenhouses for heating. Some of the broiler producers still use coal. And so those type of challenges which are coming to the fore. But what I wanted to mention at NAMPA is some of the discussions that are happening there. And Nation in Conversation is such a good example. Nedbank is one of the proud sponsors. You know, there's four or five other key sponsors at Nation in Conversation. There's a panel platform streamed out live daily from NAMPA where you have experts that are sitting on a panel discussion discussing these very real challenges. And so one that I went to today, Nation in Conversation, was talking about the state of the economy. But if I take one part of that discussion, it was saying the agriculture sector has planted almost up to 70,000 hectares in terms of long-term crops. So that's macadamias, citrus, and so on, avocados and blueberries. There's a lot of new investment going into agriculture, and it's quite staggering. But this increase in output is going to come through over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And our ports have to be able to cope with the capacity. And it's a bit like the coal story at the moment. We have this opportunity to move coal on an international scale. But, you know, the restrictions around our logistics and our port capacity is a concern. And from an agricultural point of view, I think infrastructure has been covered quite a lot. But, you know, the port efficiency, the rail networks, et cetera, that service the ports. So these are some of the major talking points at NAMPO and Nation in Conversation. And each day there's new topics and new challenges being put to the fore. And I just love the conversation. I mean, one of the others that came out, and of course it's on the back of the agriculture and the agro-processing master plan, which was only signed 2 days ago by business and government. A lot of excitement around that, and now it's like, okay, the plan's in place, we're moving to sort of implementation, what does commercial agriculture need to bring to the party? It's those type of discussions, which are actually very real for us.
Mm. And then, do the talks translate into action?
Well, I certainly hope so, and again, I was sitting in this panel discussion, and the questions from the audience, you know, some people were saying, but we've had good plans before, you know. So what do we need to do to make this this plan and turn it into reality? And quite honestly, the plan is exceptionally well thought through. The amount of detail and the amount of information that's coming in from a number of stakeholders, including BFAB and so on, the deep dives into the value chains is unbelievable. But without the implementation and execution, it's not going to see the light of day. And that's where I think the private sector, and certainly government, I think, is saying, well, let's hold hands because the private sector is the one that needs to do the implementation, and government needs to help us with a conducive, you know, the regulatory environment, getting the infrastructure right and all of that. And the master plans even go to that depth of saying, what infrastructure do we need? Mm. So, yes, it is all in the execution. And maybe we don't have the best examples of that from a history point of view. But even the poultry master plan, which led the sort of agricultural master plan process, poultry and sugar, I think in poultry we're starting to see some positive development. So I think, yes, there certainly is hope. And I think if we are committed and as a country we work towards the execution of these plans, we will see the results. Mm-hmm. And I'm very pleased to say that the investment in agriculture continues. The private sector has continued to invest in agriculture. And that's a fantastic story for me, in spite of all these challenges. Mm. So I think we are well placed. Yes, we need to make it work as a country, and yes, we need to put our shoulder to the wheel. But there's some good stuff happening.
Mm. I think it's a very necessary investment to be taking place to ensure that the country stays fed, John. But we'll leave it there for now. So thanks so much for your time, John Hudson, the National Head of Agriculture at Nedbank.
This feature is brought to you by Nedbank Agribusiness. Partner with a bank that sees the bigger picture. See money differently. Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.